And my opinion about newspapers, which may be strange to some Americans, is that a serious history of the Spanish Civil War could not have been written without a study, a serious study of the Spanish press, is because it reflects not only the, it reflects the factions. And there were so many factions in Spain. It tells you how the factions were thinking, the different factions, how the people themselves were thinking. Now, that's entirely a different position in the United States. That's why scholars here tend not to regard the press as a major source.
Oh, well, it's
resource.
Stupid, they say, think that.
I have heard it said, and I think the Spanish press, what, if you allow me to say so, I think what distinguishes my book from other histories such as Jackson's and Thomas's book is that I went through the pain and the suffering and the drudgery with the help of my former wife and later myself of reading all the press. And without that, I wouldn't have had a feel for it.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm sure I knew you would agree with that.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's impossible without. So, finally, I finished the, in 1978, I finished the, or 77, I finished the Spanish Revolution. It was published by the, in 1979, I think is the date, by the University of North Carolina, and it was published the same year by Grijalvo.
In Madrid.
In Madrid. No, but Grijalvo is a big publishing house in Barcelona.
Nice.
Yes, and he did a very, very bad job in diffusing or disseminating or publishing whatever.
Well, yeah. You suspect that the communists invented the book being.
Yes, because actually he was a member of the Communist Party in Mexico, and he was, to the best of my knowledge, receiving funds from the.
Propaganda operator.
Well, the Soviet, what you call it? The Academy of Science.
Oh, Academy of Science.
Yes, to publish their books in Mexico. And when he went to Spain, most of the books he published all the communist books first. He went to Spain before the fall of Franco, and that's interesting because the political situation was becoming much more liberal in the early 70s. But after the fall of Franco, he published immediately all the communist literature. Strangely enough, this is a very curious misfortune, I suppose, he was recommended to me by the former ambassador to Washington. So I got in touch with Garrigues, Antonio Garrigues.
Garrigues,
the former ambassador to Washington. I thought, well, he would be a reliable person whom I could consult on the matter of Grijalvo's reliability. And he generously offered to do some research for me, and he wrote me a letter saying that Grijalvo was a respectable commercial publisher and I could have every confidence in him. So I gave the book to Grijalvo, and Grijalvo brought out a first edition of 5,000, and it was very hard to get hold of it anywhere, even in the beginning. I have letters from friends who tell me they didn't see it, couldn't see it on sale in the bookstores. And some people suggested to me, although I have no proof, that Grijalvo purchases that type of book in order to bury them. He makes a certain addition and he does nothing with it. But the fact is, and I never get a proper accounting from Grijalvo, he lied, as will be proved from my correspondence with him, and eventually I cornered him and to the point that he decided that he would give the book over to another publisher, rather than have to go through the hassle with me because I was threatened with legal suits and everything else. And a prestigious publishing house, which apparently is regarded as the most prestigious publishing house. Perhaps they all consider themselves as being the most prestigious, but this one Editorial Alianza approached me, and they'd heard about my problems, and and I'd also been with some friends, and they told me that they would be interested. They'd heard that I was working on the final version, which would carry the war through to the end of the war, and that they would be interested in a multi-volume edition. And they would arrange all the legal whatever transactions necessary with Brichalbu in order to make the transition, yes, of what Brichalbu had to them. However, it appears now that they are making an entirely new translation, because I have elaborated so much, I've included so much new material in the Spanish Revolution, which from 29 chapters has been expanded to 45 chapters, partly by breaking up some longer ones, but by the addition of new ones and a lot of new material. So they decide they would make an entirely new translation, which they've already started. And I am presently have just finished chapter 65, which leaves me with two chapters to complete. But I have not yet sent to them the last 20 chapters that are completed. I'm waiting till I can perfect them, in quotes. I have received quite a bit of material from Spain, of course. This is happening all the time because of my contacts, and I want to be sure that I've got in everything that I feel is absolutely essential. So I'm going through those 20 chapters right now, Ronald, and hopefully that will not take me more than a few weeks, and then I will be able to send them up to chapter 65. There's still two chapters to be done, and it is just as well, although I have a deadline of the 28th of June, I'm sure that I'm well ahead of the translator.
We're talking in June
1987. June 8, 1987. And if it hadn't been for some ill health during the past couple of months, I would have been probably 3 weeks ahead of schedule. But anyhow, I will have definitely delivered to them by the end of this month or by the middle of July a total of 65 chapters, with two remaining. And it's just as well that I'm leaving those in suspense until the end, because there are two archivists at the National Archives in Salamanca, where the best material has been concentrated, who are going through whatever they can for me for these last two chapters. And I doubt very much whether I will receive it until the end of June. So that more or less brings the story up to date.
Well, not quite, because I should explain that the book has been received with a great deal of interest in France, and invited to France to participate in the TV program. And now the French edition coming out. But that is sort of very slow process. Whether you want to say anything about it, I don't know.
Well, I probably should explain, really, because the fault is not the publishers, really. Publishers are reputable publishers, Lebovici. They published Brennan's book, and they were presently the publishing house is in the hands of Madame Lebovici, momentarily I've forgotten her first name. She was the wife of the famous film producer Lebovici, who was assassinated some 3 years ago, or 4 years ago, in Paris. And the reason for the assassination we don't know. It seems to have been connected with the mob, who wanted to prevent him from getting a monopoly on the tapes. What they call them, VCRs. Yeah. So anyhow, he was assassinated, a very wealthy man. And David, you know, because David Pike met him, and he told David Pike at the time, four or possibly five years ago, that he was very, very interested in my book. He'd read it, and he thought it was the best book on the subject, and he would like to publish it. But he didn't think that the Roberto Iberico translation had done justice to it,
And that's just translation of really of a much earlier stage of the work.
Yes, but
you said before.
Yes.
Really just an enlargement of
an
the,
enlargement,
of
yes.
The
right.
Strength of a flower.
Right.
Very different from the big work that you
exactly.
put down.
Right. Oh yes. Well, however, I contracted with them. Let me see. Yeah, I contracted to provide them with an improved version of that French edition, and I sent them.
It's really a transcript of the North Carolina edition, isn't it?
But that wasn't the point. I contracted to provide them with an expanded version of the French edition that had already been published. They felt that the publisher had not done justice to it, and at their own expense, they negotiated with Martinez, who was the head of Rueda Iberica, for the French rights. And then I signed a contract with them to provide them with additional materials and some additional chapters. And this was about four and a half years ago. And at that time, I was in the midst of this massive revision of the whole book and had mapped out the chapters to the end of the war. And I asked them if she would be interested in doing this. And she said, yes, but she really had no idea by that time, by the way, I think that she had lost her husband. She had no idea what she was getting into, because the material was being delivered to her in piecemeal, and there were corrections being made to earlier chapters, and it was really a misfortune that I even suggested to her. Anyhow, in the course of a telephone conversation some 18 months ago, we agreed that the easiest thing for her, because she was dissatisfied not only with the Martinez translation, but she was also dissatisfied with the translations, or that part of the translation that had been made by her own translator. And so she claimed that she'd spent a fortune on this work, and which no doubt she had. And she was sort of distressed over the fact that I was offering her now something much larger than we had originally contracted for. So in our phone conversation of about 18 months ago, it was agreed that she would publish the University of North Carolina book, which is the Spanish Revolution.
And
as the one I'm doing now. Yeah, but this, it seemed, was the only solution for her because of the tremendous expense she'd gone into up to the moment. Now, I've since suggested to her that if she wants to publish a second volume, I can let her have some 20-odd chapters, so that instead of an epilogue, which her book has, covering the end of the war, she will have 22 chapters covering the last... She has not replied to that proposal, but I have heard from her that she... And I asked her to let me have photographs to send to Spain. I don't think, Ronald, actually, that she's unhappy with... She may be because of all the additional material I sent, but she was well aware of the fact that the book was going to be published by the Spanish publishing house. She was well aware of that.
Yes, that will in fact be the most detailed, up-to-date...
Yes, it would, and I understand what you told me on the phone the other day, that it might hurt her sales, but she was well aware that it was going to be published in Spain. So obviously she'd taken that into account, and for her it seems that it seems to me this is the real problem, is that she wants a perfect translation, because... something that sounds French and not a translation from the English, which apparently Martinez's translation, because she engaged, she said, a translator, editor, who must have charged a fortune to do this translation for her. And the main criticism that this new person had of the Martinez work was that on reading it, it looked like a translation from the English, and she wanted to do
a
So that is one of the problems why nothing has happened in France up to the moment. But I'm hoping that things will will work out all right.
Well, I think that brings the story up to date, Burnett.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, and we may add a footnote. At least things may expand the way your book's expanded, right?
Yes, that's
thanks
right.
So much, Burnett.
Oh, pleasure.